感谢主耶稣的带领啊，上礼拜全国信徒大会能够顺利的在错方城结束。
Praise the Lord for His guidance.
在起始前提到说，这次代表的年纪很轻。
Before going to the meeting, a brother commented that many of the delegates this year are very young.
不晓得把教会的前途放在这么年轻的几个弟兄姐妹身上，这样子安不安全？
Is it kind of unsafe to place such important responsibility on the young people?
不过他后来又说，如果有神在带领，应该也是无所谓的了。
But then he later commented that if the Lord guides us, it doesn't matter.
其实从另外一个角度来看，青年人接续教会的圣工是一种圣工的传承。
From another perspective, seeing young people taking up sacred work is actually a succession of the ministry.
这是好的。
And that is good.
从教会发展的历史，我们发觉到传承 有一些特色。
From the history of development, we can see some characteristics about such succession.
当以色列百姓被掳回归之后，再重建所罗门王的圣殿。
After the Babylonian captivity, the Israelites returned to rebuild the temple.
他们从536年 BC 建到516年 BC 啊。
They started building in 536 BC and ended in 516 BC.
经过了20年的时间。
It lasted 20 years.
其中中间停工了14年。
And there was a period of 14 years when they stopped the work.
真正工作时间才6年到7年而已。
So they actually only worked for 6 to 7 years.
这告诉我们什么呢？
What does this tell us?
有时候圣工的发展会遇到阻碍。
Development of church work may run into obstacles.
有时候我们在地方教会看到，有一段时间非常的发展，但是一段的时间也会停顿。
In local churches, we see the progress as well as the stopping of sacred work.
更奇妙的事情是说，竟然在71年之后，在重建圣殿之后呢，圣城才被重建。
It is even more amazing that it's only after 71 years later that they started rebuilding or finished rebuilding the walls.
这告诉我们神国的规模不是在一代的人身上可以来完成的。
This is to tell us that the kingdom of God is not established in one generation.
要有不同的人接续前面的工作。
We need different people to keep on the succession.
我们再看真耶稣教的发展也是走这样的一种模式。
The development of the true Jesus church took after the same model.
早期的三个工人，一个在大校当中被主接走了。
One of the early workers in the church was taken by the Lord in his laughter.
有一个人回到他的老家去固守自己的教会了。
And one, another returned to his own church.
一个人被教会除名了。
And another was excommunicated.
但是教会并没有因为这三个人的情形而没有发展，而在不同的其他人继续带领之下，神利用其他人带领之下继续发展。
But the church work did not stop with these three people, and it continued through the following generations.
非洲的圣工也是一样。
The church work in Africa is.
1979年，我们传到非洲去。
The gospel reached Africa in 1979.
当初很多老一代的我们的长老通通去过，像蔡牧夫长老、谢顺道长老、杨长老，他们都去过。
Many of our elders in the previous generation have been there.
但是我知道非洲的圣工继续要年轻的一代继续跟进。
But the work in Africa must be succeeded by the younger generation.
感谢主，直到今日，我们有那种跨国区的这个非洲的国家继续在那边，我们在那边继续做宣道的工作。
And we thank the Lord that the gospel has also reached the French-speaking African countries.
所以圣工要在不同的时代要继续长进。
So God's work will continue to develop throughout all generations.
我们看一下耶稣雅记第一章第一节。
Please turn to Joshua chapter 1 verse 1.
耶稣雅记第一章第一节。
Joshua chapter 1 verse 1.
耶稣雅记第一章第一节。
Joshua chapter 1 verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide. Verse 2. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites.
神的仆人摩西死了。
Moses, the servant of God, has died.
上一代会过去的了。
The former generations will pass.
但是工作要继续。
But the work must continue.
我们都知道戴安娜王后也死了。
Princess Diana died.
但是她的工作在王室里面没有人可以继续。
But no one was able to take up her work.
因为没有训练的工作。
Because there was no training involved.
摩西在世上除了 他自己本身工作之外，他的岳父建议他要懂得训练身边的人。
Moses was taught by his father-in-law to train his aides.
所以他身旁啊，他设立了50副长、100副长、1000副长，甚至有70位长老。
So he established rulers of 50, 100, and thousands, and even elders.
耶稣在世传道的时候，他也不是一个人单打独斗的。
When the Lord Jesus preached, he was not alone either.
他时常啊，最亲近的三个人一直在跟着他旁边受他的教导。
The three disciples who were closest to him were always beside him to be taught.
并且在外围有12个人，在更外的围有70个人接受他的指导。
And there was the circle of 12 as well as the 70 who were also taught by him.
所以这告诉我们说，训练的工作不可以停顿啊。
This is to teach us that training cannot stop.
那我们这耶稣教会训练的传承方面，我们应该注意哪些事情呢？
In the true Jesus Church, what should we pay attention to as far as training goes?
小弟觉得我们在圣公传承上面，我们要注意目标的传承。
I believe that we must also pass down the correct goal.
摩西的目标是要带领以色列百姓出埃及进迦南地。
Moses' goal was to lead the Israelites out of Egypt into Canaan.
在耶稣亚带领的时代，这个目标没有改变。
And Joshua did not change that goal.
我们这耶稣教会早期的目标是什么呢？
What is the goal of the early true Jesus Church?
我们真耶稣教早期的目标是叫做万国更正教真耶稣教会。
The goal was to rectify all the other churches in the world.
我们会知道经过80几年的这种时间，我们的目标有一点点模糊了。
It seems as if our goal has been blurred over the last 40 years.
我们竟然不敢再讲说真耶稣教会是唯一得救的教会。
We're afraid to proclaim that the true Jesus Church is the only true church of salvation.
以至于我们的青年都没有办法再认同这个教会。
Our young people are not able to identify with the church.
甚至流失掉了。
They are drifting away.
如果我们自己不勇敢讲这种话，
If we are afraid to speak with courage,
我们自己的立场就不稳了。
We will not be able to take a firm
stand. 这样怎么样再对外发展呢？
Then how can we continue to preach to the world?
再来，我们除了在那个目标要清楚之外呢，我们也精神也要传承。
Other than having a clear goal, we also need to pass down the correct spirit.
摩西他们在工作上面，他们受尽了很多的辛苦。
Moses went through much toil in his work.
耶稣亚在工作上面也是有不屈不挠的精神。
But Joshua also had the spirit of perseverance.
我们今天耶稣教早期的工人，他们最让我们佩服的是禁食的精神。
What makes us admire the early workers is their spirit of fasting and prayer.
他们刚开始去受训的时候，因为环境很差，有的人没有米啊。
In their training, sometimes they did not have food.
他们只好被迫禁食祷告了。
So they were forced to fast.
但是因为这种禁食祷告精神带给他们在工作上很多的力量。
But because of their fasting and prayer, they were powerful in their ministry.
我们今天多少个我们的信徒平常有在注重这种禁食祷告的生活呢？
How many of us today actually pay attention to fasting and prayer?
没有禁食，教会就没有办法看到神很大的同工啊。
Without fasting, we cannot see the presence of the Lord clearly.
这是我们应该传承下去的。
And that is something we should pass down.
另外一个就是应该有吃苦的精神。
We also need to learn to suffer.
我们在神文山教会有一个工人，他以前在台湾真耶稣教会很早期的传道人，他是真耶稣教会很早期的传道人。
There's a worker of God in San Jose who was one of the early workers in Taiwan.
他提到说他到山地去的时候，那边跳蚤很多啊。
When he went to the mountainous regions, he would be bitten by fleas.
回家的时候，他的背部好像，他说像黄梅啊，像易鼠鼠啊。
And his back was like the surface of a corn.
很辛苦，但是总会猜他还是去。
But he would go whenever the General Assembly sent him.
我们这个精神，感谢主，目前有传承下来一点点啊。
The spirit is passed down somewhat.
所以我们这些需要这位的工人薪水一向不是很高。
So the living allowance of the workers in our church is not very high.
前几天有个信徒打电话给我说，你的薪水会不会太少？要不要我私下帮你一点忙？
A few days ago, a member called me and asked me, is your living allowance too low? Do you need my help?
我说不可以。
I said, I cannot take your money.
如果拿了就变成没有立场了。
If I do that, I will be defeating the principle.
如果我们教会给工人的薪水跟其他的教会一样，那么可能会很多人来报名哦。
If the living allowance for our workers is as high as that of other churches, then probably many people will apply for this position.
那教会的传道人又不会被 lay off.
And because ministers don't get laid off anyway.
薪水又高的话，那可能这个
If they have a high living allowance, we would not be able to maintain the quality of this position.
我们工人受苦是耶稣时代就有的了。The
workers, as far as early as Jesus' time, had already suffered.
他没有诊所的地方啊。Jesus
did not have a place to put his head.
他没有一个很好的家庭让他可以每天回去啊。He
did not have a warm home to go to.
我们在圣工上面还要有一种能力上面的传承。
We also need to pass down the spirit or the power of the ministry.
我们看一下民数记11章17节。
Please read Numbers 11 verse 17.
民数记11章17节。
Numbers chapter 11 verse 17. Verse 17. I will come down and speak with you there, and I will take of the spirit that is on you and put the spirit on them. They will help you carry the burden of the people so that you will not have to carry it alone.
这边神提到说，摩西要将他身上的灵分赐给70位长老。The
Lord will give the spirit that was on Moses to the 70 elders.
教会是充满神能力的地方。The
church is filled with God's power.
如果这种能力在时代的洪流当中没有传承下去，if
this power does not continue through the generation，教会的圣工会停顿了。Then the church work might stop.
所以我们如果有时候听到某位工人来到了我们这里，啊，感谢主，他身上带着神的力量。
Sometimes some workers may visit us and they carry God's power. We should give thanks to God. Because such ability to perform signs and miracles is from God. Not everyone may have it. The Greeks wanted talked about wisdom and the Jews talked about miracles. Without miracles in the church, it is difficult for church work to develop. Today we see individuals with such gifts. We need people with such gifts. And we need to pray for this gift. Only then will church work continue. Without training, we cannot do God's work well. Please turn to Joshua chapter 2. I'm sorry, please turn to Judges chapter 2.
第七节,
chapter 2, verse 7. Verse 7. The people served the Lord throughout the lifetime of Joshua, and of the elders who outlived him and who had seen all the great things the Lord had done for Israel.
这边提到说耶稣亚的时代死后，耶稣亚那跟他在一起的人当中死的时候呢。
After Joshua and his contemporaries died, they went into the period of the judges. Many people did not know the Lord then. Moses conducted training. Therefore, after Moses died, they entered the glorious period of Joshua.
但是当耶稣亚时代过去的时候呢，进入了这种黑暗的士师时代。
But after Joshua passed, they went into the dark period of the judges.
这都告诉我们训练的重要性。
This teaches us the importance of training.
有时候训练别人比自己做还辛苦啊。
Sometimes it is even more difficult to train others than to do it ourselves.
有位弟兄教他太太开车。A
brother was teaching his wife to drive.
觉得很辛苦哦。
He felt it was very hard.
一会儿嫌他说，哎呀，你为什么方向盘都拿不稳呢？
He would complain that she is not holding the wheel right.
看前面，看前面，不要低头。
He would complain that she's not looking up straight.
那个太太生气了，这个开到桥头就门一打开就走掉了。
And the wife got angry, just stopped and opened the door and left.
这个教太太开车很难。
It's hard to teach your wife to
drive. 但是你不教她开车，她永远不会开，那你以后会更辛苦啊。
But if you don't teach her to drive now, you will have to keep driving always.
训练我们的弟兄姐妹也是很辛苦的。
It is also difficult to train our members.
但是如果今天不训练，就没有明天的真耶稣教会啊。But
if we do not train them today, there will not be a true Jesus church tomorrow.
这次我们总会差派陈传道来这边帮我们做一些工人的训练工作。
This time, the General Assembly will send a pastor to help us with the training.
我们希望我们弟兄姐妹都能够这个拨时间来接受圣工 方面的训练。
We hope that you can set aside time to be trained.
像我们的教会以后就有更多的人做更多的工作。
Then we'll be able to take up more works in the church.
老一辈的人要过去。
The older generation must pass.
我们新一代的人一定要起来接受新的职务啊。
The younger generation must take up the work.
我们看一下耶稣雅记第一章。
Please turn to Joshua chapter 1.
第一章。我们刚念过，我们再念第二节。
Chapter 1, verse 2. Verse 2, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites.
这边圣经上提到说，你要起来和众百姓过这约旦河去。
Get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land.
我们今天青年起来到哪里去了呢？
Today, what are the young people getting ready to?
我们起来，大家一起赚钱去。
People get ready to make money.
我们知道真耶稣教会哦，如果你再给他仔细观察哦，我们有现在有很多的 CPA， 有很多的 engineer， 有很多的 lawyer， 有很多的 doctor.
In our church, we have many CPAs, lawyers, and doctors and engineers.
可是我们今年要找一个传道人，竟然找不到啊。
But we cannot even recruit a minister.
我们知道大家亚洲人来到这个地方，都来追求美国梦的实现。
Many of the Asian people, Asian immigrants seek to fulfill the American dream.
我们也希望我们的小孩在这个社会上有所成就。
We want our children to be established in the society.
以至于我们希望他们能够立足，能够在经济上丰富。
We hope that they could do well financially.
那方向是不是有点偏差呢？
Haven't we changed the goal?
可是我们在华盛顿在这边住很久的一两百年的这些我们的其他人种。
But if we look at people of other races who have been here for over 100 years.
近几年来我们道理撇开不谈哦，那种工作的精神，近百年来最令人感动的宣教士，通通是很多都是从我们西方出去的。
We can see that many of the Westerners sent out missionaries to work for God.
我们东方人来到这里尽力的树立自己，可是西方人在这里住一段时间，他能够懂得把神的爱传到世界各地去。
The Easterners concentrated on getting their lives better, but the Westerners are concentrating on preaching the word of God.
也许两三代之后，我们会有不同的方向。
Perhaps things will change after two or three generations.
但是我们要极目观看呐。
But let us be look up.
我们前美国有17个教会跟祈祷所。
There are 17 churches and house of prayer in the U.S.
现在才有正式的三个传道人而已。
And we only have 3 full-time ministers.
我们怎么样照顾这么样并广大的土地跟国家呢？
Then how can we take care of such a vast land?
神在每一个时代都在呼召工人啊。
God calls for his workers every generation.
神说我可以差遣谁呢？谁可以为我而去呢？
The Lord said, whom can I send? Whom shall go for us?
我们要注意到神说这句话的时候，他不是对以赛亚讲的。
The Lord did not speak to Isaiah.
他是对天上的众天使讲的。
He was speaking to all the heavenly hosts.
只是以赛亚听到，他能够大胆地说：“我在这里，请差遣我。”
But when Isaiah heard the Lord's words, he said, "Here am I, send me."
在新约的时候，耶稣也提到说，庄稼很多，工人很少啊。
In the New Testament, the Lord Jesus said, "The harvest is ready, but the workers are few."
其实我们这些就有很多有心的工人，有心的年轻人。
We have many dedicated young people in the church.
但是他们都一直在期盼着神有一天能够跟他们呼召有真正的认识。
But they are all expecting God to call them one day.
因为我们很怕说自己站出来的时候，怎么会觉得，哎，神本来不想用你了，你自己站出来做什么呢？
We're afraid that when we step out, God may not use us.
本来自己的工作好好的嘛，那如果我出来你又不用我，那我不是亏大了吗？
If I was doing well, if I work for God and He doesn't work with me, wouldn't I be suffering loss?
但是哦，我们常常忽略了什么神的呼召的意义在哪里。
But we forget the true meaning of being called.
今天每一年每两年，神都借着总会的手送出一张信出来说，谁愿意为我而去呢？
Every year or two, God will send out a letter through the General Assembly asking us who will go for us.
我们把他认为这是只是一种普通的信而已。
We take it as just a piece of paper.
只是一个人普通的结义而已。
We think of it as just a recruitment letter.
我们要用神的心情来看这封信。
But we must read this letter with God's heart.
神向所有弟兄姐妹呼召，我在这里，谁可以为我而去呢？
God is calling out to every believer who can go for us.
圣工要继续传承下去啊。
The holy work must continue.
我们在地方教的圣工也是一样啊。
This applies to sacred work in the local church.
我们很多人是不得已被召来做负责人的。
Many of us are board members because we have no choice.
在选举的时候，就会举手说：“哎，各位弟兄姐妹，拜托拜托，请大家不要试我一票。”
Some people say, "Please don't vote for me." But they are elected again. So they do God's work with much grudge. Sometimes we don't have the heart to work for God.
有一个负责人在工人会议的时候，他做见证啊。
A board member shared this experience during the meeting.
他不是我们这里的人啊。
He is not here.
他说他看到有一个负责人哦，怎么老是礼拜六下午才要来聚会，而且都要迟到。
He said he noticed that there was a board member who would only come to church on Saturday afternoon and he would always be late.
哦，他是很生气啊。
And he got very angry.
开会就说啊，你不要做了，你不要做了。
So he told him, you don't have to come anymore. You don't have to be board member anymore.
哦，我觉得这个负责人很有勇气啊。
And he was very courageous.
不管他的方式怎么样啊。
But let's not talk about the technique of his conversation.
但是他为神那种使命感是正确的。
But his sense of mission for God was correct.
我们圣工要传承下去。
God's work must continue.
我们需要那种有心。 为神工作的人啊,
we need people who have the heart to work for God.
我们要想看人生活着的价值在哪里?
What is the meaning of this life?
人家说最有价值的也许是做医生，因为可以医治人的生命。
Some people may think that the most valuable work is to be a doctor because you can save
lives. 也许说最有价值的工作也许是做律师，他可以打抱不平，为人家伸张正义。
Or be lawyers who can exercise justice.
但是这都是暂时的，都是今生的啦。
But all these benefits are temporary.
最有意义的工作是我们可以站起来为神的。 国度传承下去,
the most meaningful work is to stand up for God's kingdom.
拯救那个不朽的灵魂啊,
and to save souls that should not perish.
所以我们新的一代要起来为神工作。
So the new younger generation must get ready to work for God.
请看第一章第六节。
Chapter 1, verse 6.
耶稣雅记第一章第六节。
Joshua chapter 1, verse 6. Be strong and courageous because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them.
我们要起来并且要刚强壮胆啊。
We must be ready and be strong and courageous.
作为一个个体，要带领个将近一两百万的人是很不容易的事情。
It is difficult for an individual to lead a crowd of millions.
他当然会心里感到很害怕。
He must have felt very timid.
就好像所罗门王刚出来当王的时候。
When Solomon first became king,
他的哥哥才篡位不久啊,
his brother had just tried to
心中一定非常的惊慌的,
steal the kingship, and he must have been timid.
但是大卫跟他讲说, 你要刚强壮胆啊。
But David told him, be strong and courageous.
有一个负责人刚刚接工作的时候, 他跟神祷告说, 神啊, 这么多的信徒, 我怎么样带领呢?
A new board member asked the Lord, please, how can I take care of so many people.
神在灵里面跟他讲说, 你也要刚强壮胆。
And in the spirit, the Lord told him, be strong and courageous.
神一定要做你的依靠, 你有依靠神, 你就有办法完成大事啊。
The Lord will be your help. If you rely on him, he will accomplish much.
其实我现在工作到这段时间, 我觉得不只是新接任工作的人才会害怕, 接任一段时间的人也会害怕。
Now I realize that it is not only the new workers that are timid, also the old workers.
有人说吃生吃毒是不怕苦，工作一段时间越有经验，越觉得说这工作不简单啊。
Some people realize that the more you work, the more you find that it's not easy.
有些小弟常常讲到，后来到说奇怪了，好像所有的例子通通讲光了，没有例子可以讲了。
After giving some sermons, I find that I ran out of illustrations.
想说，不晓得什么，总会什么时候再把我调到别的地方去，才有新的例子可以讲哦。
I wonder when the General Assembly will send me somewhere else so I can recycle my sermons.
心里会害怕的啦。
I get timid a little bit.
但是如果我们看到神在我们这些困难的后面，我们真的会比较不怕。
But if we see the Lord who is behind our problems, we will not be afraid.
我们看到神，我们就比较能够刚强壮胆了。
When we see the Lord, we will be courageous.
当以利沙的仆人看到这个，看到这个被敌人围住了，他说：“哀哉，我主我父啊！”
When Elijah's servant saw the enemies, he said, "Oh Lord, my father."
但是当他眼睛看到火车火马的时候，他会怎么想呢？你想想看。
But imagine how he changed his thoughts when he saw the chariots.
他一定会想说：“哎呀，奇哉妙哉，怎么这么有奇怪的事情，竟然要火车火马在后面呢？”
The chariots and horses of God, that he must have cried with amazement.
如果我们看到神的作为，我们就能够生出力量来了。When
we see God's work, God's deeds,
所以让我们年轻的一代多更强壮胆。
We will be strong. So let us be strong and courageous.
我们再看第一章第七节。
Let's read chapter 1, verse 7.
第一章第七节，第八节。
Chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. Verse 7. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Verse 8. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written on it. And then you will be prosperous and successful.
随着时代的进步，我们科技会进步。
Technology changes or advances as the generation goes.
我们服事神的方法可能也会有一点点改变。
And the way we serve the Lord may change a little bit.
但是时代虽然在变，但是服事的传承的原则不可以变。
However, the principle or the spirit of service cannot change.
那就是要靠神的话来带领教会。
We need the guidance of the word of the Lord.
早期我们有工人要主张废除讲灵言嘛。
Some of the early workers advocated forbidding speaking of tongues.
他们觉得说，哎呀，这个慕道朋友一来到教会，大家就一哩哇啦一直讲，那不是太难看了吗？
They thought it would be embarrassing to let the true seekers come in and see us speaking in tongues.
没有说我们要考虑他们的需要。
Yes, we do need to care for the needs of the true seekers.
但是圣灵充满教会这种灵言的表现，既然是真理，既然是神的话语，我们就不可以因为人的需要而有所改变。
However, if the speaking of tongues is a sign of God's presence and the sign of the Holy Spirit, then we should not change that.
哎，把它废除掉了，这是不对的啦。
It would be wrong to forbid the speaking of
tongues. 我们会知道在现在的教会有一些行政上的困扰。
Some churches run into administrative problems.
在某一个教会有某一个同工，他们提到，这个教会怎么可以不让嫁娶外邦的在教会举行婚礼呢？
A worker mentioned, why is it wrong to let unbelievers marry in the church?
这样子不是太不合情合理了吗？
Wouldn't that be against the human, wouldn't that be very rude?
你看另外至少另外一半也是信徒嘛。
I mean, if one of the spouses is a believer, then we should let them.
我们为了这个事情争辩很久啊。
We argued over this for a long time.
可是我们后来想到说，很多弟兄姐妹为了坚持神的道理，他们一辈子没有嫁娶的。
But we also remember people who never got married because they wanted to maintain their faith.
如果我们把会堂打开，怎么样对得起这些弟兄姐妹呢？
If we open up the chapel to unbelievers to get married, what can we say to these brothers and sisters who sacrifice themselves?
更何况我们圣经有圣经的规模要遵守啊。
Besides, we have the principles of the Bible to stand by.
这个讲起来大家都会觉得很难过啊。
And people will feel sorry if we do the wrong thing.
把道理讲清楚，有时候我们觉得很难过。
Sometimes it is difficult to preach every word of God.
当然，在私底下的辅导，我们有不同的方式。
Of course, we can counsel people for their unique needs.
但是在带领教会对神的道理，我们没有办法妥协啊。
But we can never make a compromise when we preach the word of God.
因为这边提到说不可以偏离左右。
It says here, do not depart from it, neither to the right nor to the left.
所以我们在行政方面要靠神的话语去带领啊。
So even in our administration, we need the guidance of the Lord.
再来，我们再看一下第一章的十七节。
Let's read chapter 1, verse 17. Verse 17, just as we fully obeyed Moses, so we will obey you. Only may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses.
十八节。
Verse 18,Whoever rebels against your word and does not obey your words, whatever you may command them, will be put to death. Only be strong and courageous.
这边听到说，当耶稣亚新出来的时候，百姓都能够来跟耶稣亚合作。
When Joshua became leader, the people cooperated.
我们在公司的时候，常常会试试一下我们的新的老板哦。
On our jobs, we may want to.Test our new boss.
我们在公司好几十年了，然后突然这个换了一个新老板来，要看看你到底有没有两把刷子，到底有没有办法领导我。
Suppose we have a new supervisor or a new boss who want to test to see if they are true leaders.
小弟以前就有那种心情啊。
I used to be like that.
后来我老板新老板就把我给记住了。
My new boss remember what I did to him.
所以到辞职的时候，到要这个 lay off 的时候，他永远记得我。
So when it's time to lay off, he remembered my name.
这是世人的观念啊。
That's how the secular organizations work.
我们如果负责人常常在换啊。
If board members are always changing.
或者是我们的工人常常在换啊。
Or if the workers of God are always the new.
这边提到说我们要全力的跟他们配合。
Then we should cooperate with them.
不要小看他们年轻啊。
We should not despise them because of their youth.
因为教会有办法同心合作，整个教会才有办法发展。
Only if the church works together will it grow.
以前我们在军队学习领导统一的课程。
In the military, we were taught on how to follow our leaders.
那换句话说，同样一件事情，不同的人来带领。
Different leaders may take on the same task.
那个领导人当然很重要，但是更重要就是那个阿兵哥愿不愿意听这个领导人的话。
While the leaders themselves are important, it is also important for the soldiers to listen.
当然，我们在教会没有阶级的观念。
But in the church, we do not have hierarchy.
我们在教会，但是我们的教会无论推行任何圣工，还是要您的支持啊。
Even then, we need the cooperation of every believer.
耶稣在他的故乡感叹的说一句话：先知在自己的故乡是没有人欢迎的。
The Lord Jesus said about his hometown, "No prophet is being welcomed in his hometown."
所以他就转到其他地方去传道了。
So he went to another town to preach.
我们在这里没有这样的问题。
We have no such problem in our church.
我们需要继续的跟我们的负责人配合。
Yet we need to continue to cooperate with our board.
这样我们的圣工才有办法继续传承下去了。
Only then will the sacred work continue.
经常说，你必衰微，我必兴旺。
The Bible says, "You will prosper, and I will decline."
我们对任何一个弟兄姐妹有心为主耶稣做圣工，我们都有这样的心情。
That is the spirit we should have towards the younger brothers and sisters who want to work for God.
啊，滚滚长江东逝水，浪淘尽千古英雄啊！很多人都这一代的人都会过去啊。
This generation must pass, and the new generation must come up.
我们希望有更多的年轻人在我们的教会继续为神服务。
There's a hope to see more young workers to work for God.
让圣工能够继续传承下去。
So that the sacred work may continue.
我们请大家同心默祷。
Let's say a silent prayer.